Tactics of Kavanaugh Protesters Turning Off Even Pro-Abortion Neighbors Dash I've Had Enough. By Ken Klukowski on July 21, 2022. Washington, D.C., abortion activists protesting outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home are alienating nearby residents who share their belief that citizens should not be able to vote on abortion. With one pro-abortion neighbor saying the protesters' tactics are hurting their own cause. Ever since an unknown person at the Supreme Court leaked a draft opinion in Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization by Justice Samuel Alito on May 2, the first such leak in the two-century history of the court, leftists have protested outside the homes of the five conservative justices and also Chief Justice John Roberts. The intimidation campaign did not work, as the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade on June 24 in a 5-3-1 decision. But the protests continue, even though they cannot influence the outcome of an already decided case. These include vulgarity and other offensive or intimidating language and antics outside Kavanaugh's home in the heavily populated Maryland suburbs outside of D.C., a socially liberal area where many residents support abortion. Yet according to Fox News, neighbors have had quite enough of the abortion advocates' disruptions. Protesters with megaphones and drums are even chanting F, you and F, your children, the story explained. The effect of overruling Roe is to give voters a say in abortion. During the Roe era, citizens were largely unable to make their voices heard on an issue that tens of millions of Americans believe ends an innocent human life. Dobbs recognized in overruling Roe the reality that abortion is nowhere mentioned in the Constitution, and thus citizens have the right to request that lawmakers pass abortion laws that reflect the beliefs of each state. Many Democrat-controlled states have advanced legislation in recent weeks to sustain or even expand abortion access, and the right to travel from one state to another continues to be a constitutional right that provides additional options to women seeking abortions. The content of the protesters' assertions do not convey these facts, and the anger with which they are being articulated seems to be making enemies out of natural allies. "Nothing about this is healthy," neighbor Lyric Winnick reportedly said. "We've got kids on this street scared to leave their homes." Winnick added that in using militant tactics and acting with such aggressiveness, abortion advocates are hurting their own cause. Even Emily Strolson, a 46-year-old resident who has followed in her mother's footsteps as an abortion activist, agrees, calling these actions disturbing. "I understand where their passion comes from," Strolson reportedly said, "but I've had enough." Ken Klukowski is a senior legal contributor for Breitbart News.